Jen Barron with Kicking Cancer Cares, and we are back again. Our sponsor for this second half is Marianne McNally. As you guys know, she is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So, you know, it's that time of year when people start, the weather starts getting nice, and people are like, you know what, it's time to start moving, looking to buy, sell, whatever you're trying to do with your house, definitely give Marianne a call. She is your go-to girl. Her number is 503-409-4389. And please continue to keep her in your prayers as she is going through her own battle with breast cancer.
Yes, yes. And we, the first half of the show, we had Tim call us from Pennsylvania, and then God kind of led Russ to us. So now we have a second person with
yes.
us. But are you still there, Tim?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we did have a commercial we had to get to, but I just want to make sure that you have a chance to tell the listeners, you know, you're 17 years out. You told us it's come back. Just share with us some more about your journey that you've gone through, Tim.
Sure. I think one thing I want to emphasize is that I am somebody who has cancer that you cannot tell outwardly that I have cancer. So I am very blessed in that I really have not had physical effects from cancer during my whole journey, but that also creates a lot of misunderstanding with family or friends or, you know, people that look at you and they think like, oh, you're good, you know? So I think, you know, conversations about invisible illnesses, whether it's cancer or depression or something else, like, I think that's really important to yeah. emphasize.
Yeah.
And you made a really interesting comment there that we had a guest on some time back, and she co-founded a group called Breast Friends up in Portland. And there are some cancers where it becomes very obvious that you're dealing with a cancer. And there's some cancers,
right.
like yours, that are a little less obvious, like you say, the invisible cancers. But what you're dealing with is every bit as frustrating as the rest of them.
Yeah, I can almost see it being almost more frustrating because it's, if without the side effects, like you're saying, that can be confusing and frustrating. Like, what does that mean? Where do you stand with it? That would raise a lot of questions for me personally.
Yeah, well, for sure. And I think too, sorry.
No, go ahead, Tim. You're good.
Okay. I was just going to say, I think too, you could correlate, it's not the same exact situation, but somebody who has cancer or another invisible illness, it's somewhat similar, I would say, to somebody who's a cancer survivor, and maybe they don't have physical effects anymore, but maybe they have long-term effects from chemo or other treatments. So there's those same kinds of situations where it's like, you know, people who look at you, they're like, you're good, you know, you're like, you're healthy, you're fine, you're da da da, but maybe you're not. And
yeah.
I think, you know, just like in general, with the general public, you never know what somebody's going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's cancer or something else. So just like, keep that in mind when you're having conversations with people.
Amen.
You know, that is such a great statement,
that is.
Tim. It's really easy for us to have this coming up with somebody and you don't know what's going on in their own personal life, their mental health, them. Nothing. And it's easy for us to quickly jump to make judgment calls
mm-hmm.
without knowing yeah. what's going on in their life. And that's such a great statement that you just said, Tim.
Thank you.
Well, I'm thrilled that Russ showed up because it was January of last year. So almost 13 months ago that Russ came in and kind of announced to the world his situation.
Yeah.
And I've wanted for some time for Russ to come back and kind of update the listeners on what's going on in his life. But, you know, I did an update earlier about Roxanne.
Yeah.
I have a really exciting update for you when it comes to Russ.
Okay.
The newest member of Kicking Cancer's staff is Russ Hedge.
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
Go, Russ, go!
No, I am honored. Not only the newest member of Kicking Cancer's staff, but also soon to be a board member of Perspectives on Cancer.
Well, that's a bit fortuitous that we have all of us here together.
Yeah, I love it.
That's right. That's not a secret, right, Tim?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I never thought about that. But anyway, I just am blessed to be surrounded by great people
yeah.
who deal with that. And so, yeah, it's been quite a couple, last couple of years have been pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get into a little bit later in this segment some of Russ's task, I guess, as a staff member. And it's, again, it's always interesting how God lines things up, because my timeline item will play into Russ's.
Of course it does.
God just lines things up so interestingly.
He's good.
He is good. I think it's interesting. Russ was just, Tim was talking about how Russ connected him to me.
Yeah.
It is really interesting how Russ and I got to know each other, because I started Kicking Cancer in January of 2019, mm-hmm. and I thought I should go to Albany's Greeters and Lebanon's Greeters and all these cities around us.
Right.
And it was the Willamette Valley Bank in Albany was my first trip to the Greeters, and Russ was working for a different company at the time, but I met Russ kind of randomly at that Greeters. And then
chase me down.
I believe it.
And then a few weeks later, I went to Lebanon. And as I walked into Lebanon, there was this wonderful lady named Jennifer Beaumont who was greeting people as I came in.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about Jennifer other than she was the person greeting. And I was wearing a really bright pink hoodie at the time. And Russ was at that one as well. Shortly thereafter, Jennifer reached out to me and she said, I organized the Relay for Life at Oregon State University. Would you be our keynote speaker? Which I was like, okay, yeah. I got to inspire a bunch of college kids to keep walking. Okay. So I show up at that, and guess who's at that Relay for Life?
Who? Oh, Russ.
Russ was at
that. He's everywhere. We can't get rid of him.
Was that me that you're talking about, or you? Or both of us?
So we
met really randomly, but every time Jennifer was kind of involved in that connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have been probably about fall of 2020 that we got a request to do a Go Team for Jennifer Beaumont.
Okay.
Because she had gotten lung cancer.
Yeah.
And all of the COVID protocols were starting to ramp up. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, let's do something with the baseball team.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that. Couldn't go to the baseball fields. We're going to try to do something with the restaurants in Corvallis. Couldn't do that. So finally, I thought, let's just do a drive-by her house. And I worked alongside Russ and the president of the team, Bree Miller. And I still remember vividly, Russ, it was we got there in front of the high school. And Russ shows up and some other people that I knew. We didn't know how many were going to show up because it was kind of this announcement to show up. We didn't know who was going to show up.
Right.
And there were 30 cars.
That's
they
powerful.
Just kept lining up around the corner, and then we just drove around Jennifer's house, and we gave her the Bill of Love signal, and it was about 10 days after that event, Russ, I get this text from Jennifer, and she was supposed to go in for radiation, and she said that she had kicked cancer in the ass so hard that she had to go for radiation.
Okay.
And again, I'm not saying that drive-by cured her cancer. That's what I was saying. But I'm saying that the amount of love and support she felt created an environment for her body to say, cancer, go away.
Oh, amen. I truly believe that.
And that would have been late December. And she did fine for about, 5 or 6 months. She goes in for a checkup, and they found a spot in the other lung. Mm. And now she's battling it the second time. So once again, I worked with Russ, and we organized a flash mob.
Okay.
And that was such a fun day. I remember that one vividly, too. We're in the parking lot outside of her office, and I had a bunch of gray hats, and so we all put a gray hat on, and we worked alongside Brie again. And we said, at 10 o'clock, find a reason for Jennifer to come outside.
Yes.
And as she walked out, we started playing Put Me in Coach, I'm Ready to Play. And we all sang and did this little flash mob outside of her
That's
office.
That's so awesome.
And she was just beaming. But that was the day. At that flash mob, that was the day that you told me about your cancer.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that part. I remember that day, though. But, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about, Tim talked about the emotional part of cancer and, what your mindset is. My doctors, the number one thing they told me that was going to help me, that was my great advantage, my God-gifted advantage, was my positive attitude, my great perspective. And I think Jennifer lived with that. And just because she didn't win her battle here on earth, she still lived with that positive perspective. And I think
right to the end.
You never lose if you live that way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you'll appreciate this, Amanda. We had already planned, we had finally decided to do a golf tournament in Corvallis.
Mm-hmm.
We had got a hold of Tristine Tree. And I'd gone to Jennifer, and I said, we want to call this the Jennifer Beaumont Open. She was a little hesitant, but she agreed. Unfortunately, she passed before the golf event. So I go back to the team, you know, and they're very sad because she had just passed. And I ask, do you know when the celebration of life was going to be? And she said Jennifer didn't want a celebration of life. She didn't want a memorial. She didn't want any of that kind of stuff. And she said she told the team if they planned a celebration, she would come back and haunt them. And I said, well, I didn't make that agreement with Jennifer, and we are still calling this golf tournament the Jennifer Beaumont Open. And every year from now on, the golf tournament in Corvallis is the Jennifer Beaumont Memorial.
I love that.
Open. And the reason that Russ is going to be such a great addition to the staff is he's helping us find sponsors for golf tournaments in Staten and Corvallis and Salem, because he's really good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she and I both knew Jennifer, and Corvallis will always be
the Jennifer
Beaumont Open, right. Memorial Open.
You're not letting her die in vain.
Nope. And she can haunt me all she wants.
Yeah.
But before we get into an update on you, Brett, I did this earlier for Tim. This is a 30-year-old book. It's called The Cancer Prevention Diet. It was published in 1993. And each chapter is a different cancer. And so since you're here, I decided to flip to the skin cancer section.
Oh.
Again, 30-year-old numbers, but it says about 600,000 new cases of skin cancer were diagnosed in 1993. 80% of those were going to be basal cell carcinoma.
Okay.
Which is the topical version. The less prevalent version is malignant melanoma. And it says only 3% of all cancers in the United States are malignant melanoma.
Wow.
Guess who was diagnosed with malignant melanoma?
Russ.
You're in the 3%, my friend.
Well, you know, actually, what makes that even more interesting, because we keep whittling that down, because when I went through my treatment, which was after the last time I was here, and it kind of blew up on me, and my body rejected it, and a lot of things happened, including becoming a type 1 diabetic through it.
Oh.
And they told me I was the less than 1% of that 3% that has that happen to them. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to be part of the 1%, but that wasn't really the 1% I was looking for.
You're kind of over for that economic 1%.
I was, yeah, that's not the one I was going for.
Yeah.
But
well,
that actually
we know you're a special person. Now we know you're part of the 1%.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, my oncologist and the nurse has got a big kick out of that too.
I'll bet. Well, the other thing I thought's intriguing is, for those listeners that do, you've got to scroll ways back in our podcast, because, again, it was January, so it's over a year ago. But the title for his podcast was, I just lost it. It's about the sun, okay? And because he was diagnosed on the bottom of his foot.
Yes.
And quite often the sun gets blamed for being the bad guy when it comes to skin cancer. So here's an interesting study, again, from this 30-year-old book. This is from August 28th, 1982. I think you and I graduated about that.
Yeah, when we graduated.
Right,
whoop, whoop,
right.
Class of 82, come on. Both.
So August 28th, 1982, this is actually a British publication. It's called The Lancet. Researchers in Australia reported that fluorescent lighting in the office was associated with 2 to 2.5 times higher incidence of melanoma in females and nearly 4 times the amount of incidence in male for exposure of 10 years or more.
Wow.
So not the sun, but the fluorescent lights were causing skin cancer, and that was in 1982.
Oh, wow.
So the way that I understand it from what the knowledgeable doctors have explained to me is that actually a lot of melanoma has nothing to do with the sun or lighting of any type. It's cells gone wonky. That's what
Way
I call
wonky.
It. Yes. And really, cancer is cells gone wonky. Cancer is cells that cluster together that are damaged, that become cancer. And So the melanoma in my foot clearly wasn't from the sun. Plus, I don't hang out in the sun because I am a fair-skinned Norwegian. So that's the sun and I are not like best friends. So
thus explaining your amazing tan.
Hats and shirts and sunglasses for me. But it was a very interesting because so many people are just stuck on the sun thing and nobody could figure that out, right? I've since found, and Tim knows, friends who have had the exact same thing. Good friend over in Denver, Terry Tucker, is dealing with cancer still to this day from having the same thing that I had 11 years earlier. And he just talked to me. He also is a very strong believer and said that I was blessed because there's so much more technology.
Yeah.
As time went by. So, yeah.
Well, we have plans to get Terry on the show in the near future too.
He's great.
From Denver, okay. Colorado. He lost both of his legs to melanoma, but his attitude's amazing.
Yeah. So Russ, when that blew up, everything kind of blew up in your face. You said, and you became part of the one less than 1%. Can we pick up
sure,
there?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Is that okay?
I give it a quick run through. So basically, after I was here, went through one round of treatment with no problem at all. No thing. They found more cancer in my groin area where it had traveled into my lymph system. And the choice was treatment or surgery. And both my surgeon oncologist and my treatment oncologist both concurred that I should go with the treatment. It was their suggestion because it was my choice based on the fact that it would affect my whole body, and if there are little bits of cancer other places, mm-hmm. so if I did the surgery, it only affected one area.
Which makes sense.
And they would have to stop the treatment. So I thought, I said, well, listen, I will prayerfully consider that over the weekend, talk to my beautiful wife and family, and then I'll let you know Monday. So I prayed about it. I felt really like that was what I was going to do, and so I did do the treatment.
Okay. And then when you say treatment, are we talking chemotherapy? What exactly was the treatment?
Immunotherapy.
Okay, so that's what you did, immunotherapy, yes.
So really, immunotherapy is cool because it works with your immune system to help your body fight the cancer. So anyway, to make a long story longer,
that's my motto.
Yeah.
When they
found more cancer.
And, Amanda's dying over here.
When they found more cancer and I started the treatment, I had one treatment and it blew up. I mean, you have a whole list of side effects that could happen, and you just needed two or three pins to keep checking on everything. I mean, high fever, rash, oh my goodness, just over and
everything.
Over all the things that happened to me, including the type 1 diabetes, including digestive issues, including hearing loss and vision problems. I mean, my body just went into chaos, and they couldn't directly tie everything that happened to me since last March, so a year ago exactly,
that I had the second treatment.
That's
a bit fortuitous, too. Wow.
They've pretty much, the doctors I've worked with have said, there's no real other reason why exactly after your treatment, your body kind of went, my body was in chaos. And so, anyway, I've been dealing with, learning how to be a type 1 diabetic. And now I'm on an insulin pump and a CGM that monitors my blood glucose levels, which is great. It's helped me to adapt to that. Worked with digestive and had endoscopy and both ends, and they worked on all that in my system, and that's better. Had eye surgery, my double vision had come back had appeared, and they got rid of that through surgery, which is great. And so now I'm just dealing with my ears. And so the biggest thing besides, I obviously deal with the diabetes all the time, but my ears right now, they're figuring out. I've lost over 50% of my understanding in my right ear since April of last year.
Wow.
So my beautiful wife told me to tell the doctors her opinion that it was like I couldn't understand 50% of what she was saying to me. And the doctors went, wow, your beautiful wife is right on it. I said, why? They said, because you've lost 50% of your understanding. So they're looking at the possibility of a cochlear implant on my right ear.
Okay. Yeah.
They're putting me through balancing testing, possibly balance therapy, other things, because I also had vertigo type symptoms, which they now think might be caused by migraines because of my past history with migraines. So it's
just all
kind of crazy. But the good news is,
there's good news.
I'm really feeling good.
Yeah. Okay.
God is good. I'm feeling good. The positives way outweigh the negatives. And
amen.
I can tell you the biggest negative was when this all first happened, I was in bed and down for the count for quite a long time because of all the symptoms that were going on, you know, extreme nausea, extreme, you know, all kinds of things that, right, you know, are not fun. And so, yeah, I made it through all that. And I really have come out, I think, better on the other end. Yes, with a few things I have to live with, but I can live with them.
But living.
And I cannot live, you cannot always live with cancer, but you can live with the things that I have. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel blessed.
Good. Yeah, and you've got this wonderful thing going on social media called hashtag my journey. Is that what it's called?
No. Oh, you're talking about my Facebook page.
Oh, I'm sorry, Facebook page, yes.
Yeah.
Just kind of walk me through your journey. And am I saying that correctly, Russ?
Yeah. Now you're making me question what the name is, but it's something like that, yes. Without looking it up on Facebook, yes, it's something like that. It was really started with my journey with Mama, with her Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And then it's expanded into my journey because she actually died in July of 20, let's see, what is it, a year, not this last July, but the July before, so
a year and a half
22.
Now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And she passed away, and I was diagnosed with cancer the same month right after.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It's interesting because I wrote an article a while back, skipping July. I had an almost near-fatal car accident when I was 19 in July, on July 9th. Both of my parents passed away in July. Actually, Mama passed away on Dad's birthday in July, which I think was really a great celebration in heaven. I was diagnosed with, all right, the cancer appeared. I was actually diagnosed about a month and a half or 2 months later, but it appeared in July. So all these things have happened, and I thought, yeah. I think I'm just going to skip July.
Yeah, let's just rip that month out of the calendar, why don't you?
Well, we are thrilled you're doing well.
Yeah.
And I personally am thrilled that you would like to assist this organization to do more.
Yeah, I love your positivity
with
it all. That you just have such a bright outlook on it all.
Well, I got to say that I believe God has directed me that way. And you owe part of this to my beautiful wife, too, because we left the celebration this year where I was honored along with so many other people. And my wife's not huge on social things. Just she likes to be quiet and she's shy. And so we left and she looks at me and she goes, you got to do something more with Barron on Kicking Cancer. You got to join the board or you got to help them out and do something. And so she was definitely thought that that was a good thing to do. So I'm blessed to know you, blessed to know Tim. It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, again, it's interesting how God lines things up with our show because there's a timeline event that occurred on May the 17th, 2021, and it was my first venturing into golf tournaments.
Okay.
And I putting together the first Kicking Cancer golf tournament, which Russ actually came to and did some wonderful selfies. And I thought, let's see if I can find a sponsor for this tournament. So I went to Withnell and asked them to sponsor a hole-in-one hole. And they agreed, except I said, let's do hole 17 at McNary. It's a harder hole. And bring the car that you would win if you get a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Like, not this mythical car that you're going to win, but actually the car you're going to win. And it's a very difficult hole. It's hard to even get on the green, let alone. And they said yes. And that was our first venturing into golf tournaments. Well, now we're doing three golf tournaments this year. Russ is on the staff to help promote those golf tournaments. So it's a bit fortuitous that that was the event that was occurring.
Yes.
On our little timeline.
That's awesome.
Well, the one thing I'm going to tell our listeners, we always have an offer for you. This is a double offer. All you've got to do is email Amanda. First one, email Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
Well, I will give you an orange shirt. We'll send you an orange shirt in honor of Tim for blood cancer. Or you can have a black shirt in honor of Russ. Or if you're just a Beaver fan, have both.
Oh.
Because we're both Beaver fans and that's orange and black.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Sorry. Oh,
different cancers. Different cancers.
I think I need to leave.
No, but seriously, the first one to email Amanda, orange or black. Black is skin cancer, orange blood cancer. I want to send you a shirt for letting Amanda know you heard this show You appreciate Tim and Russ sharing their stories.
Yeah, and what's cool about you guys representing these shirts is that it supports a good cause, and it just gets the word out there, and it's important. Before we started doing this, I didn't know that there were so many different colors associated with cancer. I truly thought that the pink ribbon represented all cancers.
You and a lot of other people.
And that's
And I got no wrong with pink because Brenda has breast cancer.
Right.
But I'm wearing my Russ Rock shirt right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got one of those. And so it's important to recognize all of the cancers, not just the breast cancer, because they all have a meaning.
Well, Tim, thanks again for calling in and sharing your story as well.
Yes, thank you so much, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's great to be with y'all.
Yes.
Do you like my Pennsylvania accent there? Y'all.
All right. Well, I'm going to give a huge shout out to Marianne McNally, who is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you guys are looking to buy a home, sell a home, or just not sure where to start, give her a call at 503-409-4389. And please continue to pray for her as she is going through her own battle. And we will be back next week
as the movement continues.